Hello, it's Dr. Jill Robertson from NoCryingBabies.com. Today's subject is childhood obesity. Recently, the Institute of Medicine came out with 5 suggestions to help prevent childhood obesity because this goes on and tracks into adulthood, and so we need to be aware of things that we can do early on to prevent obesity. Now, one of the surprising facts is that 10% of infants and toddlers are considered obese, and 20% of children ages 2 to 5 years of age are considered obese. And in fact, obesity is so common that studies show that pediatricians can't even tell by looking at a child if they're obese anymore. So we're tracking body mass index with every visit, so we can tell whether or not a child's considered obese. Now, the first 2 suggestions that the Institute of Medicine came up with rely on the physician to do their part to help prevent obesity. First of all, the doctor should measure the weight, height, and percentiles on every visit that the child makes to the doctor's office. This should be done in a standardized fashion. And the second thing is that the pediatrician should look at risk factors such as the rate of weight gain and the parental weight. If parents are obese, it's likely that the child is going to be obese as well. Now, what the caretakers and parents can do is, number one, keep kids active throughout the day. Second thing is lots of fruits and vegetables in the diet, not calorie-dense foods like juices, cookies, carbohydrates, things like that. Avoid processed foods. And the last thing is limit screen time. I think I've spoken about this before, but we want to cut down on television, computer time, Game Boy, Xbox, anything that involves a screen. We want to have it less than 2 hours a day. And I think probably that's a little excessive. So these are 5 tips that we can do that will help prevent obesity later in life. I hope this is helpful. If you have any comments, please leave a comment. And if you want to share this audio boo, I would love for you to. We'll talk to you soon.